Once again, Humble and Fred welcome you to another episode of Aging with Energy, the old guys travel show, lovingly produced and brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa and the Chamber Plan.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me?
We've reached a milestone, by the way.
Have we?
Yeah.
What, this is show, what, 25? Is that what you're going to say?
Si, senor 25. Wow. That's right.
Wow. And, you know, and they said it couldn't be done.
25 episodes in. We appreciate all the feedback we get from people. They seem to enjoy the loose premise that we've thrown together. This is season two. And this year we're going to be featuring you, actually. We thought we would reach out to our audience who are of a similar vintage. If you've got a travel story you'd like to tell us, it's Humble and Fred at humbleandfredradio.com. Subject line, AWE, and the place that you've been that you'd like to talk to us about.
Because the Humble and the Fred can't, you know, we're not going to be able to, you know, get to every corner of the globe between now and death in like 15 to 20 years, so... You
well,
know,
yeah.
If you've been some exotic, weird place, all the better.
I was thinking about one of the ones that I want to talk about coming up in this season, and one of them is New York, because it's one of my favorite places, and has been, weirdly, all my life. And, you know, one of the nice things about doing the show with you is that some of these places we've been to together, separately mm-hmm. and together, and I've been to New York with you probably at least a couple of times. And I can't wait to tell the story of, you know, the cab ride.
Oh, yeah. After the drinks?
After the drinking.
Oh, yeah, really? You want to talk about that? That's a story I thought I would tell.
Well, we can, because we keep it real, man. Today, speaking of America, today, Frederick will be our guide to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you know, Howard, a mistake, you know, I make along the way. I say, you know, I was going to say, this is a road trip. You can drive there. But our audience is right across the country. It is in some areas of the United States. For some, it's not a driving trip. But it's what I did. You can drive to Washington, you know, leave
in the
morning and be there by late afternoon, maybe 10 hours or so.
That's it. Huh?
And it's, you know, I do this on Washington. If I was going to do one of these on Ottawa, I'd really be hard pressed to talk about it to the same extent. Part of that makes me feel embarrassed, ashamed, but it's just the reality of it. And I think it's because we grow up seeing so much American stuff, and Washington in particular, all the symbols and buildings and stuff, which makes it fascinating when you arrive there.
Well, I know what you mean. I mean, listen, I've spent quite a bit of time in Ottawa. I went there as a comic, and lady friend had friends there, so we spent some time. But like, when you're in Ottawa and you see the Parliament buildings, it's cool, but it's not like, mm-hmm. that's not where Martin Luther King did the I Have a Dream speech.
No, this is it. And, you know, so much of American government and policy, you know, you disagree with and are aggravated by, but still, this is the hub of the world, really, when you think about it. And you need a couple of days, and this is definitely an on and off city, you know, one of the buses you hop on, hop off.
Right.
I mean, well worth it. I mean, a lot of the stuff is walkable, but at the same time, if you want to get it all in a couple of days, it's just the best way to go. And when I went, really, the first thing I wanted to see was the White House. You know,
what is that like? Is it one of those things where when you see it in person, it seems smaller?
Yeah. Yeah, rather unassuming. And I walked right around the perimeter, and you can look through and, you know, see the gardens that they talk about and the entrances that you've seen the presidents come in and out of, and you can see the West Wing and all that stuff. It's pretty fascinating. One thing that did surprise me, though, the grounds were not kept to the standard that I thought that you might think. I was just a little surprised by the grass had weeds and stuff. It was a bit odd to me. And then, of course, Pennsylvania Avenue right there in front, since 1995, it's been blocked off. You can't drive in front of it, which is a bit ominous. It's a bit weird because after the Oklahoma City bombing, I think it was Clinton that said, no, we can't risk having a truck full of explosives drive through the gate. So they've taken that precaution, wow. which is sad at the same time, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, and then, you know, that it's all about the sights, the things that you've seen. You know, Lincoln Memorial, standing there and actually seeing it, that big sculpture of Lincoln, it yeah. sends shivers down.
And as spot. I say, that scene where, you know, it's the same place, the big mall where they do the inaugurations and that big, mm-hmm. what is that? I'm sorry if I sound like an idiot, but that where that lakey thing is or that water is, what's that called?
The reflecting pool.
Yeah, and that's why the Washington Monument and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all in that area. And the Washington Monument, yeah, it's pretty cool to look at. You can go up it. I did not. And then the National Mall, of course.
Right.
You know, that big spread. You can walk down there. Lincoln Memorial's at the end of it, where the I Have a Dream speech was made, right in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And also, and you know, another thing I think of, how significant that was that day. And then Donald Trump, for his inauguration, lied about how many people yeah. were in that mall for his inauguration. In so many ways, it's just like insulting. Because it's a special day, a special moment, a special thing for Americans. And you have a president sworn in. He's got to lie about that.
Yeah, but, you know, that looking back on it now, because mm-hmm. that was a big, not that we want to mm-hmm. hijack Aging with Energy for a little Trump talk, but mm-hmm. think about it, when that happened in January of 2017. Mm-hmm. That should have told us everything we were ever going to need to know about this man. Lied about how big his dick is, how big his mm-hmm. Hands are, and how big his inauguration crowd was.
Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, I think, you know, how fascinating that city is, how historic and significant that city is, how he has sullied it.
Yeah.
Really, like just really a blemish on the town.
A blight, yes. And blight, tell me, yeah. can you tell me, well, no, a blemish or a blight, where he, speaking of Trump, where he did that speech that incited the, how close is, like, I have no sense of where the Congress is versus where the White House is and all that. The Senate. Well, yeah.
The Capitol building is somewhat a distance from there. So oh, okay. is the White House. So he came over to that area of, you know, where the National Mall was, did the speech, and then they drove him back to the White House as opposed to the Capitol.
And how close is, just give me some perspective, from how close are the White House and the where the Congress is? It's Capitol Building.
Oh, a fair walk.
Oh, okay.
Like, again, I'm on the on and off bus thing, so, I mean, I can't give you other than a distance.
Okay.
And you mentioned the Capitol building. Again, that's another site. You know, you see it. What is it on their money, or you see it on so many?
They're all very iconic buildings.
Very iconic. Yeah. And again, it's almost embarrassing to be that enthralled by it. But I can't argue when you come around the corner and you've seen it. It's just cool, and then you appreciate the turmoil and. The fight, you know, the infighting, the party politics, all the stuff that's taken place in there. Look at right now what's going on in there.
Yeah, as we record this show, I just did a little search before the show. I was looking at some stuff, and you know, they still, you know, all this stuff. We're just for transparency. We're recording this on the 20th of October, so who knows by the time you listen to this if there will even be a White House. But they can't seem to get a speaker, and so they can't send aid to Ukraine and Israel and all this stuff. And it's just hilarious how much infighting there is in Washington. But please, we digress.
And we've made the point on our regular show. You know, Canadian politics just aren't as sexy as American politics for whatever reason. So, you know, I make the analogy. I'm in Hollywood and I take a bus tour to see the stars' homes. It's almost the same feeling driving around Washington because it's such a, you know what I mean? It's, there's just so much in their politics. There's just so much drama and bullshit and bigger than life stuff that. When you're there, you feel it.
I get it, man. I mean, connect the two. I'm not starstruck, but when I went to L.A. with my kid, Spencer, this was years ago, we did the Stars tour. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine this. I totally get the same feeling because, as I mentioned, all these buildings, all this stuff is iconic. And connecting to Hollywood, so many movies I've seen. I know all those things we've named because I've seen them in movies.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I've been to Washington three times, and all three times I go over to Arlington Cemetery. That's in Virginia, right?
Right.
But again, just right there across the river, and the bus will take you over there. And then I stand at JFK's gravesite, and I'll tell you, you want to talk about weird feelings. All the history, the history surrounding you, the conspiracies, the stories, Marilyn Monroe, and on and on and on. And you're standing like literally on top of the guy, and there's an eternal flame there. And you want to talk about a weird vibe or a different vibe.
I bet.
Standing on history. And then just across and down this little slope is Bobby Kennedy's grave, and it's just a white cross.
Wow.
So you have John's, which is magnificent, you know, grandiose because he was the president. And then Bobby's is just sitting there so unassuming. And
I was going to ask you about JFK Jr.'s grave, but of course he's not dead. He's the leader of QAnon. America.
Exactly.
Go America. All right. In our last few minutes here, no Fred Patterson trip would be, AWE would be complete without some food, some other stuff.
Yeah.
Is there food
I just
there?
Want to mention, too, at Arlington Cemetery, you know, the acres and acres of the crosses for all the soldiers that died. And you can go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge story behind that, and watch the changing of the guard. It's pretty neat stuff. Plus all the Smithsonians.
Right. Of course.
Which I went to a couple. I went to Air and Space and National History because they had all the television stuff in there. It was great. As far as food goes, Howard, one story of food. Dahl and I are downtown Washington. We go into this restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, actually, and the waiter comes up to us. Why do I always have these stories? And he said, hey, do you want some guacamole? He made it sound, you know, when you go to a restaurant and they offer you chips and dips just as an unpaid appetizer? You know what I mean? That type of thing?
Yeah, of course.
Just the way he said it, do you guys want this guacamole? And he made it sound like it was complimentary.
On the house.
You got to try. On the house.
Yeah.
We came in, it's a bowl. It's a sizable bowl. And we ate it, and it was really good. And I thought, boy, that's a nice gesture. And my bill came, and it was 17 U.S.
Of course it was. But no offense. Your first clue had to be it was a giant bowl of guacamole. And not like a little, you know, what are those little tiny bowls?
Well, okay, giant. Listen, it was of a size where I sat there for the whole meal thinking, was that free or not?
Of course. Of course you did. That's funny.
And it was not. But again, you don't go to Washington for the food, right?
So, is there, like, again, I don't have no sense of the geography of the place other than, you know, can my idea of those, I can name those places. Where do you stay? Did you stay in the city? Like, do you stay in Virginia?
No, we stayed right in the city. Airbnb. We found a place. It was nice. Reasonable. And you should know, too, like Baltimore is a short train ride away. Philadelphia is not far. So if you're planning trips to those, you can actually take the train in an hour or so and do a whole day trip in Washington. Something to think about.
Well, very, very cool. There you have it. Washington, D.C., our latest stop on the adventure known as Aging with Energy, the old guys travel show. Humble and Fred at humbleandfredradio.com if you want to get a hold of us. As always, brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa and the Chamber Plan.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything. I was lonely.